Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Amateur Otaku Podcast. It's a new season. Fall has finally arrived. Sweaters, goblins, ghosts, ghouls, or pumpkin spice lattes. I am so excited to talk about the new fall lineup for the anime season. It was really fun going through everything we talked about, previewing that for summer. A lot of the shows that we talked about was Bleach. We talked about Bleach. We talked about Zom 100, Bucket List of the Dead, which I'm glad we kind of hyped that up during our preview because that show is awesome. Yeah. I can't wait to get into this new lineup. First off, Jamie, it's been a minute since I've been here. I missed the last one. But I wanted you to get your thoughts on everything from the summer season. Any standouts, any highlights, shows that you want to talk about?
Definitely Zom 100. I absolutely love the show, which is why I hate that it's going through like production issues right now. I need to check to see if an episode came out for Monday, but I don't think it did. I think they're on a hiatus. Isaac can probably correct me on that. But outside of the production issues, were you saying? I saw you muted, but then...
No.
Okay. Outside of the production issues, I really enjoy the show. It's very funny because, like, I feel like Akira's life is somewhat mirroring mine. And, like, not like I hate my job or anything, but just, like, we are in very similar industries. And I guess we have very similar goals as far as just, you know, wanting to get the best out of life and not really let work get in the way of that. Yeah. I love his attitude towards this apocalypse. Instead of it being like, oh my God, this is a tragedy, I'm so depressed, like, I can't believe this, he's like, this is a good opportunity for me to do the things I actually want to do. And he's like very ecstatic that this apocalypse has happened. And so now he's met people along the way that are coming with him on this journey to just try to live their best life in the apocalypse. And if you guys have seen like the I guess crazy people on Twitter that were saying we were going to turn into zombies, it was like yesterday or 2 days ago because of the
I was so disappointed I didn't turn into a zombie.
I didn't even know like people
it's a US thing or like it's a US thing.
Okay. That explains it.
I didn't know people were talking about this thing that was going to happen until like it happened. And I just assumed it was an Amber Alert. And then I looked down and it didn't say Amber Alert. And I was like, oh. So
a little background for Isaac and maybe our European audience. Yesterday we had a test where they were basically testing the 5G towers and the alert system. And so a bunch of conspiracy theorists are like, this is where the Pfizer vaccine is going to activate and turn you into zombies. That was the running joke. The phone dinged. We cleared the notification. It was over.
Yep. Nobody's a zombie, at least that we know of.
Geekly Goods in the chat says, damn, give me a heart attack.
It was weird because like everybody at work just kind of looked up like, what is going on? And then somebody was like, it's a scheduled test. And we're like, oh, okay. And then we just kept working. But yeah, Zom 100 is definitely my standout for the season. I loved it. I am struggling to think of other anime I've watched. I feel like I've watched so many things. But definitely Zom 100 is one of my faves, for sure.
Nice. Mr. Wolf, anything from the summer stand out to you?
First of all, it's still on hiatus, unfortunately. Yeah, but as I said on the Discord chat, this show has had so much of a problem that one of the studios that was collaborating apparently stopped mid... they left the project about from episode 3, I think it was. But when it comes to shows that stand out, to be quite honest, I have lost track on everyone. everything that I've watched and saw 100, it's been fun. Jujutsu Kaisen being back was fun. Seeing Gear 5 was amazing. And I had to mention that. You know that, Mike. You know that. But
what, Gear 5?
Yeah, Gear 5.
Yeah, the weakest transformation of the big three, but that's okay.
I mean, the strongest one, but I digress. I mean, he's coming in a Warner, and a Barbera / Looney Tunes fighter, and we all know that those characters are immortal, so.
I just think it's funny that when Pain did it, you had a problem, but when Luffy does it, suddenly it's the greatest thing ever.
When I've said that, whatever.
Oh boy. But, the gloves are awesome. Oh boy.
But
Ultra Instinct wipes the floor with Gear 5. Isaac, you walked us down this road. You could have just said One Piece was great. I wouldn't have stopped you, but then you're like, hey, I had to mention it. It's like, okay.
Well. Yeah, it was you that started it, okay?
One Piece is great. Like, I like the first 8 episodes of the live action show. Can't wait to see them get to Gear 5 there.
But again, I can't. It's was Yamada my love story is Yamada Kun summer season, or was that spring? Horimiya
was summer, I think.
Horimiya was a blast watching, and Saw 100 was a blast for whatever we got, and Devil is a Part-Timer as well, and Eden Zero still a lot of fun, although, well, it is an acquired taste because you have to laugh about all the ridiculous fan service that Hiramashima is using. There has been a lot of fun.
Nice.
Awesome.
No, Leo. No.
Baryon mode is really cool, though. Like, that's Naruto.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue that. Not going to argue that by a long shot.
Oh, I also have an announcement. I don't think this has been on camera that much, but, you know, I hadn't seen Naruto Shippuden. I'm reading the manga now. Oh, God.
Tell the world, Jamie.
I got through the Kakashi story, which I realized I had seen before. But I was like, you know what? I would just read it so that way people can't say I didn't read it. I read it. Now I'm into Shippuden, and they're introducing the Akatsuki. So I will be... I'm on my way.
I want everyone to know that there was a moment where she referred to the Akatsuki as the pain group.
Okay,
that was the moment where I'm like, you've got to read the manga.
Come on.
It's accurate, but it still hurt.
I mean, Pain is the leader, so I get
is
the...
Is he, though?
She'll find out when she gets it.
Sue the leader, though.
So, Fall's here. Tons of new shows. Shows that have already started. Some shows that we've already seen. Some shows that we've seen and can't talk about. I think we need to start with Frieren Beyond Journey's End, because we reviewed this on the channel twice. If you missed our spoiler-free review, definitely go check it out. If you missed the spoiler review, that's a really good conversation. Go watch that one as well. I had a blast with this show. It premiered in September, right? Like September 29th. So it's not that old. I'm really excited to see where this goes. For those who don't know, this is essentially asking the question, what happens after you defeat Sauron, right? After you defeat Vader and Palpatine, we don't really get the aftermath of the stories. So it's not really a action, like, high fantasy story. It's very much a slice of life character study. Mm-hmm. And that really intrigues me about this. And the few episodes that we did get to cover, I think, sets that up really well. Jamie, are you excited for the future of this series?
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely going to be keeping up with this one, like you were saying. This is definitely a character-driven show, and the direction that they're going with the characters and the conversations that they want to have within both the story and also with the audience is super intriguing, and something that I feel like we don't get to have a sophisticated, complicated, or a sophisticated, a sophisticated conversation about these kinds of topics when it comes to like immortality and like what you do with that immortality and how it reflects on the way that you treat other people. So I'm super excited to see like the success that comes from this show, or at least I'm hoping it will be very successful. And it's also gorgeous. If you guys don't check it out for anything else, at least check out the art because it is incredible.
I mean, it's made by Madhouse.
Madhouse? What? Okay, Isaac, yeah. you throw these studios' names out there. I need you to say Madhouse, the creator of X.
Lagoon, Death Parade.
Death Parade. Got it. Good show.
Yes. I feel like Isaac is sponsored by Death Parade. He talks about it all the time.
At this point, it's kind of his personality, but I'm here.
Sponsored by Madhouse.
Violet Garden is more my personality, I dare argue.
That's also a good one.
Although I still say this, Death Parade has the most psych. This is not what the show really is about opening. It's catch as all hell, but it's not exactly. It's fools you. But that's I digress, everyone. Everyone should watch it, everyone should watch both of those shows. But when it comes to Fearon, I have done some research, and apparently there is a dedicated fan base to this manga, so even if it might not get some super success status and all that, yes, as I said in the spoiler review, I don't see how this is going to explode, but at the same time, I can see this being successful, if you get the idea.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, how should I put it, if people have seen what's it calling again? To Your Eternity, but it's more positive in terms of
at least so far
when it comes to the sort of like what's it called tempo. Pacing.
Yeah.
To Your Eternity is just I rather watch Schindler's List than in Grave of the Fireflies back to back, because that would be a much easier time to handle than To Your Eternity.
You say that? And I don't know if I believe that. That is a brutal double feature, but each their own, I guess. Oh, man. But yeah, if you guys haven't watched this show, definitely check it out. It's already on Crunchyroll, and we already have 2 reviews up on it. Vampire Hunter.
I forgot about that. The first one is the second one is so much better. The Vampire Hunter D, if I'm not mistaken, Vampire Hunter D is something that was very influential for Castlevania, but don't quote me on that.
Interesting.
Fascinating. Castlevania, I still need to get through Nocturne, honestly. I'm like 2 episodes in, I need to finish it. We're not reviewing that here, though. Check it out when that comes.
We are, yes. Yeah, we are.
So, next show. Jamie, you're going to take the reins on this one. It is The Rising of the Shield Hero Season 3.
Yes. Tomorrow, actually. Yes, Billy Kometz was the English VA for Naofumi Iwata, I believe his full name is, who is the main character of Rising of the Shield Hero. Very unfortunate, but I actually had the opportunity to check this one out a little bit early. Unfortunately, it was only in sub and not have both the sub and the dub. That's usually not how things work anyway, but I'm wishing the new VA all the success with this role as well. But yeah, Rising of the Shield Hero Season 3. This one is... you know, after recovering from fighting the Spirit Tortoise in Season 2, we're starting to kind of wind down a little bit before getting ready for the next wave. So the Spirit Tortoise, they have like these different spirit animals, I guess you could say, that they fight every so often. So they have a system where it's almost like a video game. Like if you've ever played like Call of Duty Zombies, like waves will start to come in and they get like more and more frequent and more difficult. But in Shield Hero, they were very frequent in the beginning and then they kind of just stopped. And then the Spirit Tortoise showed up. So they had like a big boss that they had to fight. They beat the Spirit Tortoise and it bought them a bit of time. So now they are, so now they're waiting for the arrival of the next boss. And while they're doing that, you know, they get into some trouble, mix things up a little bit. And overall, I feel like from my impressions so far of the show, they are kind of going back to the roots with season one. It's more of a, I guess, kind of like villain of the day story rather than everything leading up to like the Spirit Tortoise or whatever that spirit animal may be. And I've really been enjoying it. So yeah, I definitely recommend you guys check it out. We'll also have some spoiler reviews for episode 1 and 2 here on the channel tomorrow, October 6th, when the first episode drops. And then episode 2, I think we'll probably save for next week. But yes, Spirit Tortoise. We did fight.
Fun fact about Shield Hero. It has, for whatever reason, a song. I can't recall if it's in season 1 or season 2 that is sung in Swedish, and it just feels so random.
Interesting. I never would have known that.
That's very interesting. We do need answers. Is this a huge Spirit Tortoise?
Oh yeah. It was really big. Like literally. I think they were inside of it at one point.
It's not like Master Oogway from Kung Fu Panda. It's more like a lion turtle from Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah, It's more like a huge, like if a warehouse was a spirit turtle. Tortoise, I should say. Tortoise, not turtle. Tortoise.
Interesting. Isaac, do you watch Shield Hero? If so, are you excited for this one?
I have seen it. I haven't followed it religiously, but I will check it out. I see so many shows that I don't really unsure of what will be the priority, if you catch my drift.
Right. Yeah.
I like it's this one.
It's a stacked weekend too. Like
it is. With games and anime, it's a lot. It's a lot going on. But for people that haven't seen Shield Hero, basic premise, it's an isekai. Naofumi is living his life, and then he gets transported to another world where there are these heroes that are worshipped, and everybody, all the heroes are themed after a weapon. So they have the sword, the bow, and the spear hero, and Naofumi becomes the shield hero. And pretty much everybody hates the shield hero because, like, you know, he only has a shield to work with. But Naofumi actually uses that to his advantage and figures out a way to make himself one of the most powerful heroes in the land. So, yeah, I would encourage you guys to, if you haven't seen the show at all, start with season 1, definitely. But I would encourage y'all to check this one out.
Sounds fun. Who doesn't like a good isekai?
That's what I'm saying.
This next one, though, is one that I didn't learn about until very recently. It's Undead Unluck. Essentially, Andy is it like a negator? Is that what they're called, Isaac?
He is, at the beginning, he is essentially undead. A zombie, but undead. That, without going to spoiler territory, is someone that has lived for a very long time and can't die, literally. You can chop his head off and everything and pulverizing his body and you name it, and he is just regenerating like his Deadpool. Mm. And
so he's got like this super healing factor going on.
Literally. When he loses his foot, like you see in one of the pictures there, he can propel himself that...
Is that what's happening here? Jeez.
Yes, he can. He's using those lost foot as hooks, so he can just lie down.
So
you see the picture above? That's where he is flying away. Thanks to his lost foot.
He's propelling himself in blood?
Yeah. So from my basic knowledge of this premise, he's undead. And the girl that he's with, Fuko, has the ability of unluck, which makes for an interesting combination.
The longer you touch her, you need to touch her forehead or something like that. The longer you do that, the more unluck you get. You can get everything from a battle cruiser on your forehead, or you're getting struck by lightning 3 times and all that kind of gas.
Like the reverse domino.
Kinda. And they are helping each other out to find a way to, well, allow Andy to die. And then they are meeting what essentially is the ones that creates the rule of the universe through very weird missions.
So the entire premise is the world's unluckiest girl and the unkillable guy are trying to find a way for him to actually die. Interesting.
Yeah.
AJ in the chat says, to answer your question, yes, the characters with powers are negators. The reason they are negators is because they have the ability to negate the rules of the world. That's fascinating. This is a show coming to Hulu. For those who are interested, it's actually not going to be on Crunchyroll. It's going to be on Hulu on October 6th. That's tomorrow. Stacked weekend. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm excited for this. The trailer looks really good. The premise is so crazy. I have to see what they do with it. And it's gotten a lot of buzz over the last month or so since that trailer came out. So that means the manga has to be somewhat decent for people to care enough,
it's
right?
It's insane. It's really insane. And if I'm not mistaken, Andy's Japanese voice actor is going to be Gojo's Japanese voice actor. But
Hold on. That's some important information.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun.
AJ in the chat says Hulu's been grabbing a lot of the good anime. Yeah, you know, Disney's been grabbing a lot of anime recently. I wonder if that has to do with any of the strikes that were going on, but you know,
could be.
Hope it comes to Disney Plus here and becomes Disney Plus here in Sweden. We have the Stars part, that is, if you know, if its account is restricted and can't access 18 plus shows and all that, yes, you can't access it. So they don't have the whole children family friendly excuse here, if you catch my drift. We essentially have Hulu incorporated to Disney Plus.
Interesting. I assume, because Bleach was on Disney Plus there, right? I assume it would be the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took a while for it to end up on Disney Plus to need it in.
Gotcha.
But I digress.
Jamie, what are your thoughts on Undead Unlocked? Are you interested in this one?
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of talk about it. So, like you were saying, it's a stacked weekend. There's a lot going on, but I definitely have to find some time to fit this one in. Even with, like, I wasn't even really looking that closely with the pictures, but now to know that he is just like, you know, getting rid of body parts left and right to propel himself places and do like different stuff like that. I'm like, I gotta check this one out. I at least gotta watch an episode or two.
Yeah, this seems really funny. I'm hoping that I really dig this one. Another one coming out the same day, Shield Hero, Undead Unluck, and Goblin Slayer 2 come out on the exact same day, which is October 6th. What's this one about, Jamie?
All right, so Goblin Slayer is about a Goblin Slayer and...
Makes sense.
Right. Let me see. Let me pull up the synopsis to double check. Because I was trying to think, what is Goblin Slayer about? And it's like, it's kind of, to me, it's like the Goblin Slayer is like living his life, like completing these bounties and stuff to get money. And he's also supporting these, are they elves? I can't remember what the creatures are. It feels like it's been so long since I've seen it. But to read the official synopsis from Crunchyroll, shout out to Crunchyroll. not sponsored. quote, I'm not saving the world, I just kill goblins, end quote. Rumor has it that a certain guild in the middle of nowhere, there is an extraordinary man who has climbed all the way to silver rank just by killing goblins. Oh, that's right. He specifically only kills goblins, no other monsters. At the same guild, a priestess who's just become a new adventurer has formed her first party, and the man who ends up rescuing the party when they get into trouble is none other than the Goblin Slayer. This almost sounds like it could have been the season one synopsis. So I guess it's just more goblin slaying, more helping the party out.
Just doing the thing again. You know?
Yeah, just doing the thing. Part of what attracted me to this show was the character designs, actually. I thought the character designs were really interesting. And the intro to this show, which we were talking a little bit before off camera, but Isaac was asking me, like, what is it about this show that you like? Because within, like, the first 10 minutes, it is very gruesome. It is...
That's an understatement.
There's, like, a lot of... I should say, there definitely is a content warning for this one. It gets very...
Well, the big chunk of the group gets either R-worded or killed in the first, what is it, first 5 minutes or something?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for Goblin Slayer, first 5 minutes.
But yeah, there is a lot of very serious topics and themes that are in this show and is reflective of, like, kind of the art style that they have adapted, especially for the Goblin Slayer character. So I would be cautious of that if those themes aren't something that you want to interact with. But that being said, that's not all that the show is, and that's the reason I stuck with it. I'm very much like I'll watch a depressing I'll watch a depressing show for a season, but after that I'm like, okay, I need to give this a break. I'll come back. Possibly, maybe, I don't know. There's already so many depressing things in life, like, you know, you don't need any more of that energy. But Goblin Slayer, I think, right? I think the way that the party interacts with each other and supports each other and kind of creates their own little community, and also just, you know, like I read in the synopsis, Goblin Slayer has been able to make his way up to silver rank, granted just by killing goblins, but still, he's in a community where they value these people that are going out and monster hunting. So I think that is more interesting than kind of like the gruesome and gory things that we see in the show. So if you guys don't mind a little bit of gore, there's some crazy things in there, so I can't minimize that. But if you guys don't mind the gore and some serious themes, I think you can find some enjoyment out of this one too.
But hey, at least it's not Reed or Healer, which is essentially, no, I'm not going to go there.
I just think it's funny that Isaac is like the biggest Berserk fan I know. And he's just like, this is too gory, man. Why do you like this show? I'm like,
I mean, you know, maybe Berserk is the only one he can tolerate. After that, it's like, can't do it. I got the slot filled for gore. That's it. There's only one opening and it's Berserk. Berserk is taking that role.
AJ. That's very harsh, but hey, everybody's got their opinions. I'm interested to check this out. It sounds fascinating. I'm going to have to start with season one, but hey, at least I now have the shock of whatever happened in the first 5 minutes. I can expect it, and I'm not going to just throw up watching it happen.
Right, yeah. It's a lot. Honestly, whoever decided to start the show the way... You're either a genius or you're stupid. I can't tell. Because I'm sure that probably turned off a lot of people, but I'm sure it probably also made a lot of people go like, whoa, what is going on? Like, I have to figure this out. So
it was very shocking. If Invincible can do it, they can do it.
Yeah.
Ironically, we have the ultimate counter programming for Goblin Slayer 2. And that's Spy Family Season 2.
Mommy Yore's back!
Mommy Yore is back. So is Daddy Lloyd Forger. And Anya, who's the most adorable character in all of anime. We're picking up where we left off with Operation Strix. We made contact with the Desmond family. Where does it go next? I don't know. I'm excited.
I know.
Isaac knows because he's laughing at us in manga spoilers. I get it. It happens all the time. I just have one question, Isaac. Do we get more Yor this season?
Yes.
Ooh. Yes, that's what we needed.
Perfect.
Our prayers have been.
If the poster is anything to indicate, yes, we are.
That's good. It is first season desperately needed it. Desperately. Especially that second core. Desperately.
Yeah, the second core had a very big lull, so much so that Brandon dropped the show, which I thought was a bit extreme, but you know, teach their own. I think the last like 2-3 episodes, like getting back to the main focus, really hit it home, and I'm really excited to see where they go with this. It's a big year for Spy Family. We have season 2. Japan's gonna get the movie Code White in December, which means us here in the States are probably gonna get it February, March, maybe. Usually how it goes.
And we are going to get it 2025. No.
That'd be probably very unfortunate.
We are probably going to get it at least 1 month or so afterwards. Now they're going to they are a bit better than they were with Bell, which literally was 1 year after it came to US. We got a Swedish theatrical release.
Yeah, I think this one will.
Hey.
Hold on. AJ in the chat says Brandon isn't a Spy Family fan, but a Yor fan.
I mean, if it kind of makes sense if you think about it that way. He wasn't getting served. So he left.
Can we all agree here, AJ included, that we are going to bully with Brandon to finishing season 1 of Spy Family?
He just needs to watch the last couple episodes. I don't think he needs to see Yor not knowing how to cook and all that stuff, even though it's cute.
Aww, I ask again. Shall we bully him into finishing the season 2 or season 1?
I'm all for bullying Brandon, so you know you don't have to ask me.
I was gonna say this friend group. I don't know if I said on this channel, but now I'm saying it. We're a bunch of bullies here. We bully each other in like a good way. Like, you know, I was bullied into reading Naruto now, so you know, like, good things have come out of it. But it's definitely Dij likes to call it what is it, like aggressive recommendations or something like that. So. I'm down yes. for the bullying. If I can be the bully now, I want to do it.
It's literally bullying him into looking at the cuteness that is Anya. Come on. Like, this should be an easy win. Easy win. Maybe with the text says, now hold on now. You know?
Yes, Trayvon.
We're holding. Speak your piece, Trayvon. We'll be waiting. No, but yeah, I'm really excited to see what they do with this. All the trailers looked great. The intro they actually released online. I'm not feeling it, but you know.
Oh no, I haven't watched it yet. Oh.
The first two intros for Spy Family were fantastic. This is
I love the first intro, yeah.
This is the time I'm with Leah where I might just skip it a couple times.
Oh no!
Better I'm not Texas.
Actually a bully.
Sure, if that makes you sleep better at night, you're not a bully.
I will not respond to that statement.
Isaac, outside of Yor, what are you most excited to see in Spy Family season 2?
Yes, the family dynamic as a whole. That's the biggest reason I actually watch this and watch/read it. I love the family dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Because as much as they want to, well, pretend that they are a fake family, they are acting more like a real family than most real families in anime, if you really think about it.
Now, let me ask you something, Isaac. When you say you like the family as a whole, do you mean like when they're together and they're doing things?
Together.
Okay, interesting, interesting.
I mean... No offense to characters like Goku. I love Dragon Ball, even though I
have not too some, much. Not too much on Goku.
I know. I'm like,
but Lloyd, who is supposed to just be pretending to be a father, is a mm-hmm. much better father than what Goku is to his own kids.
I mean, you know, if we want to make the father arguments, all I'll say is that Lloyd is also lying to Anya and literally thought in his head, like, oh, man, she's stupid. So and she heard it.
I should return her and get a different kid.
Yeah.
Yet he is still a better dad than Goku.
That's...
And he become and it becomes better and better. And he becomes better through the manga as a whole, so.
The chat is trying to figure out if they're actually bullies or not. And then we have AJ who's like, I'm a bully 100%. At least he's self-aware. I respect that. And no, we're not going to skip the intro. I only have to watch it once a week. It's okay. Oh.
That intro in.
This is going to be a fun one. I can't wait to see more of your Yuri, Fiona Frost. There's so many great characters in the show outside of Anya and Lloyd. So seeing more of the supporting cast get a play and also how this leads into the next couple arcs in that movie, I think is going to be really cool.
And but Bond.
That,
I almost forgot. Bond,
best doggo in all of anime.
I love him.
As far as I know about the movie, it's going to be an original story, but I don't know if the mangaka has said if it's canon or not.
I mean,
it's canon to me.
I don't think he has to say. Like, I honestly, if he told me like the second core from last season wasn't canon, I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Like, cool. The only time you have to tell me, like, the only time I care if something's canon is if it's absolute garbage. Like, when those Naruto movies are like, Tsunade sent Naruto to prison, like, that better not be canon.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
But, like, I don't care. Like, if I'm here having a good time, I don't care if it's canon or not. Especially these movies, nothing major can really happen anyway. It's not like somebody's going to die.
Yeah, sure.
That'd be weird.
Sure, but I was just thinking that maybe someone would like to know Kennedy.
I mean, the only thing about Spy Family is that it does have a story, but it's not like we make a development week by week, especially not, I hate to keep bagging on Court 2, but especially not in Court 2.
There were episodes in Court 2 during our reviews. We were literally asking you, Isaac, is this canon? Because it feels like filler. And you're like, no, this is canon. I'm like, well, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know where, I forgot where I was going with this, but
it's okay.
Don't be killing folk. I doubt they will.
Don't be killing folk in movies. Demon Slayer made that mistake. So they had to make the movie into a season. I will never forgive them for that.
I mean, the movie had great animation quality and all that, yes, but yeah. They shouldn't make the start of a season into a movie.
Yeah, they should have just skipped that part. Even if it was just going to be a shorter season, they could have just skipped it, in my opinion.
At least Jujutsu Kaisen series, a prequel, and it's, well, if you don't really, how should I put it? Yeah, it's a prequel, so it's not the same thing.
Yeah, that is very true. They've done a good job.
Dr. Stone, it's back. Part 2, Season 3. Talk to us, Jamie.
All right. Dr. Stone, Season 3, Part 2, Dr. Stone New World, I should say, is coming on October 12th. And oh my lord.
Finally a break. Everything was on the 6th or 7th.
Yep, so I'll be coming next week. It'll actually be coming the first day of Comic-Con, which is unfortunate for me, but I will watch it at some point. But it's hard for me to talk about what happened the first part of the season because I don't want to spoil it for anybody that hasn't seen it, but just know it got really good towards the back half of the first part of season 3. And I am very excited for where part 2 is going to go. Senku is finally getting some answers about why everybody got petrified on Earth and like how things came to be the way that they are. We have our little like science labs every week or every couple weeks, which I love. I'm a big science, my favorite subject in school. So I love sprinkling in a little bit of the science, even though I probably will never use it realistically. if we all become zombies, maybe I'll start watching Dr. Stone again, try and figure out how to live, how to make nasty Coke and ramen.
You were so close to having to rely on your skills if we actually did turn into zombies yesterday.
That's a scary thought to think about, man. That's oof. But yeah, Dr. Stone has been kicking up quite a bit. I really like where they're going with this. I think the first part of the third season was a little bit slow because they're trying to get some technology together so that way they can get to this new land that they've traveled to. And now that they've been able to do that, it's like no holds barred. Hopefully we'll get to see the mastermind in this part. If not, I'm hoping to at least see some crazy stuff, and it seems like we will regardless. So I'm excited for the season. If y'all haven't seen it, watch Dr. Stone. It's good, especially if you like science. I think you'll like it. If you guys were a fan of like Cells at Work, even though it's totally not the same tempo at all, just science related, I feel like maybe you would also like this.
Yeah, science.
Science.
Isaac, do you watch Dr. Stone?
I watched the first 4 episodes of season 1, and then I just forgot about it. I need to catch up on it.
How can you forget about Dr. Stone?
Do you know how many shows and mangas I'm reading?
And Dr. Stone is that dude. You should have kept up with it.
Again, do you know how many shows and mangas I'm currently reading?
I know which one you should be watching and reading now.
Yes. I'm bullying you now because she's reading Naruto. We're friends now. We're good. You have to watch
Dr. Stone. I've been redeemed. Let's go.
If you finish Violet Evergarden, then sure, I can catch up.
Deal.
Oh gosh. Oh, it's on record now, everybody.
Oh, no excuses. And yeah, it's right. About time Dr. Stone came back. It's a great show. Love it. You know, you definitely need to keep up with it. I think you'd like it. I like how out of all like these shonen series, science as his main power, I think is really cool, right? It's not magic. It's not superhuman abilities. It's not ninjutsu. It's just good old real world science.
Honestly, some of his compatriots, they do have like pretty superhuman abilities. But when it comes down to it, they're looking at him like, hey, we need a science thing. Can you make the science thing? He's like, boy, can I. So Senku is the real superhero in this show. And it's pretty cool.
We grew up with Jimmy Neutron and Dexter, and so I'm a huge fan of Boy Geniuses, because why not? Let's do it. Can't wait for this. Crunchyroll, send us screeners so Jamie can watch it before Comic-Con. Thank you.
Oh, man, that would be great.
Oh, man. Isaac, we've got another show that I want you to talk to us about a little bit in the history of it. What is Pluto? Why should we care about it?
I will completely admit, this one just came out of nowhere from me, and I don't know really anything about the manga. I know I'm pretty sure Eiji knows about the manga, but the reason why it caught my eye is that it's because of the mangaka, and that is Naoki. Is it today? Yes, I was checking the pronunciation. Oh, Naoki Urasawa, which is the creator of Monster.
I was about to say Monster. It looks just like Monster.
And Monster is one of those mangas that seriously needs to someone needs to get hold of that license and make it worldwide. Available.
They actually I don't know if it's worldwide, but Netflix did get the rights. I got you, yeah. So I actually did watch that over the summer. Monster was really good. I would recommend it if anybody hasn't seen it.
Let me put it like this. There's a reason why it has gotten so many awards, that manga. And yeah.
It's based on the story, The Greatest Robot on Earth, from 1964, right? Like, that's pretty old. So it's interesting to see how they like get that modern spin on it, especially seeing some of the trailer. Like, it's just got a trailer. AJ says, I know nothing about the manga. All I know is the animator from Akira is working on it. It's going to be perfection. Yeah. So here's a little background on it. The suspense drama occurs in a neo-futuristic world where humans and androids live harmoniously. At least, that's what we initially thought. After the world's 7 most advanced robots and their human allies are killed off one by one, it's up to an investigator to figure out the truth while also discovering that he's the next target.
Oh.
This is going to be interesting. It's coming to Netflix October 26th. The art looks great. I love this cover art we have here, but seeing the trailers, it's just beautifully animated. Every single frame is literally a painting. I don't know a ton about it, but from what I've seen, it looks great, and I can't wait for it. What about you, Jamie?
You know, I'm not going to lie. I've been hearing the name Pluto being floated around. I even briefly looked at AJ's tweet, but outside of that, I knew nothing about this. Now that, you know, we've sat down and had this conversation, I get to see, you know, like some of the key art from the series. I'm definitely watching this. I'm actually really excited for it. Monster was a very good anime. Like, it has to be like top 10 for me. So I am very excited. Yeah,
that even little kid looks pissed and ready to beat some ass.
Yeah, he's like, "You took my candy bar." So,
oh god, which one of you bozos stole my lollipop?
So yeah, I'm definitely, AJ said the trailer is super cool. I'm gonna check that out after we're done talking. Actually, I
can't pull it up on stream, unfortunately, but go watch it. It's great. It's on Netflix.
Right. This looks very cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Same. We've got one more show to talk about for the fall season, and it's a show we've been talking about for the last decade.
Yeah.
Attack on Titan, the final season, the final chapters, number 2. Yeah, duh. We're gonna watch this. It's the last episode of Attack on Titan. We assume, we think, probably not. Who knows? Comes out November 4th. I can't wait. Hopefully it gets dubbed faster than the last episode did. But this show is perfection. Like, even though we have these long gaps and the season's been stretched out forever, every single episode hits. I can't wait to see how they tackle the ending, because as Isaac knows, I absolutely despise the ending of Attack on Titan. But you know, like, the anime's been making me feel differently about the ending of Attack on Titan, so maybe this last episode will actually nail it. Isaac, how are you feeling about this other episode of AOT?
Honestly, I'm looking forward to it, but most importantly, I'm extremely curious about how anime owners are going to react to with the ending and what ending they are going to use, so to speak. You know what I'm talking about.
I feel like they would use the current ending, because if the author made tweaks to the final chapter, that's the one you go with, right? Like, I don't think they would use the original.
He might have changed his mind after that, so to speak. Or maybe we have an original ending for the anime. He has said that he wants the anime to be his magnum opus kind of deal. As I said before, the whole them training to become the scouts in the anime is not in the manga, so
that's arguably the best season of the show too. You can make a case for it. So it'll be interesting. I want to address the comments right quick. Yes. Yes, this is like the fifth last season of that's why they're going final season, final chapters all of a sudden. Arkwender says, in the year 2048, you guys will be talking about Attack on Titan final season part 15.5 part 4.
Maybe the second we'll be talking about it. I'll be in the comments.
There is confirmation that we're going to get some more chapters, whatever that was supposed to be about. So maybe they're doing a sequel.
AJ says the last episode is going to be as long as One Piece. That's scary because One Piece still isn't over, so we don't really know what as long as One Piece even means. Camera, refocus. Anyway.
See, your camera got scared when he said that.
It did, man. Anyway, Jamie, how are you feeling about this next part of Attack on Titan? I don't know.
I mean, you know, with all the craziness with the name and the final season, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know. Outside of that, I'm really looking forward to this. Attack on Titan is, again, a masterpiece of an anime. Anime that I actually, if I felt like I had the time and energy, I would rewatch everything so that I'd be all caught up for, what day was it in November, did you say?
November 4th.
November 4th. I would be all cut up on November 4th. But unfortunately, I don't have that kind of time. We might do a YouTube recap and just keep it pushing. But I'm excited to see, hopefully, how this ends. And also kind of hear what the hubbub is about. Because, you know, you said you hated the ending, Mike. There's apparently two different endings that they could go to. So there's a lot of drama around this ending that I've been hearing about. And I'm kind of curious. I'm hoping that they will end things well, and I won't also be mad. But, you know, sometimes we don't get that luxury. So hoping that we land on our feet.
I want to take a second, because this is a conversation Isaac and I can't have because we know the ending. What do you think and what do you want to happen at the end of Attack on Titan? Full spoilers, obviously. Man. You can say it. Nobody cares. The chat clearly is not watching anymore at this point, or they read the manga.
Yeah, I feel like Eren gives up and he doesn't try to like kill everybody that wasn't on the island. I feel like maybe his friends finally break through to him, or they find some other solution. I also feel like either Mikasa or Armin have to die. Well, not have to die. I feel like one of them will probably die, just because that would get me in my feels. So they're like, yeah, let's do it.
This is dark as hell, AJ. Good God.
I could see why people be mad if that was the ending. But no, yeah, I think Eren quits trying to like get the Titans, or not the Titans, the what are they called? Like the people that can turn into Titans?
The Marlians?
The Marlians?
Yep, the Eldians? Yeah. It's the two of them.
I think
flip them, I don't care.
They're from, yeah, I mean, yeah, the people that can turn into Titans, I feel like they might go through with like the euthanization thing, even though it's like that also sucks, but at least there'll be people Zeke's that plan, lives huh? afterward. I guess. I don't know. That's my guess. Eren fails. I guess that Eren fails because he loves his friends too much. He wakes up, he realizes that. And then we start euthanizing, baby. We start euthanizing the Titan people.
That would be interesting. I can't confirm or deny any of that, but it's cool to hear your theories. Isaac, are you ready for this to be over? Or do you want to see the Boruto spinoff? Are you excited for that?
I mean, it shall be interesting to see. And to be perfectly frank, I could see them doing some form of sequel, especially if the mangaka is doing some more chapters. Maybe get some, what's it called, fresh taste that he wants to keep on going. That wording. He finds some fresh coat of paint that makes him want to continue in this world and make it a sequel or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you, I would be cool me. If it was like they were continuing in the world, but if they're trying to like do something with these same characters, I feel like we've seen like pretty much all the arcs complete. And it's not that you can't add new arcs, but like there's so many other like characters, like places to explore that I would hate for them to keep like just pushing these same cast members.
I feel like the beauty of the story of Attack on Titan are these characters though, right? Eren, Mikasa, Armin, Levi, Hanji, right? Sasha, Connie, the guy that everybody forgets exists, and we just say he's Eren 2.0. I love all of these characters and their arcs, and the world building is so intrinsically tied to their arcs. Like mm-hmm. seeing how this all starts with Zeke and Eren and Ymir, and there's nothing else to tell in this universe, honestly, in my opinion. Even if you follow different characters, why? What's the point? I feel like once you get to the ending here, there's nothing else to do. You can't do a prequel.
Yeah,
I don't care about a sequel. So mm-hmm. I don't know what the mangaka wants to do with Attack on Titan. I feel like you just should start a new franchise at that point.
Yeah, that would be the best option, in my opinion.
Which Walter White GIF is playing Arkwinder? You got to be more specific. Is the one where he's like, ugh, and he falls over? Is it the one where he's screaming in the basement because he lost all the money? You got to be more specific. Walter White is a sad boy. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to. I haven't seen Breaking Bad either, but one thing at a time. One thing at a time.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Those are all the anime for fall that we are excited about. I'm excited for Invincible, but that's not an anime. But I just thought I'd shout that out because it's November 3rd. Can't wait.
Yeah. Invincible is going to be sick. I'm excited.
Screaming in the basement one is hilarious. That is a great one. I am the danger. Breaking Bad is such a great show, and I don't know if the memes hurt it or enhance it. I'm still indifferent about that. I'm the only one here who's seen it, so I do not expect you guys to comment. It's okay. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
The memes. No, I mean, I think that's everything. I guess one thing that we could talk about is, you know, we still have the actor strike going on. And so how do you guys think that will affect this coming season and just like the future seasons of anime? I know some dubs are probably going to get pushed, but we also have the fact that, you know, Crunchyroll has been known to like not follow union rules. And because of that, like actors don't get certain benefits and certain protections that they should have. So I definitely do think there should be a conversation there, and potentially they're missing out by not doing that, at least not publicly. But what do you guys think about like the strike and how it's going to be affecting anime in both the near and far future?
I don't think it will affect unless they're doing some animation strike. I don't really think it will affect the releases. The dub stuff, yes. But
it'll affect me a lot because I watch most of my shows in dub.
But for example, for a minute or two ago, I can't recall, a Ryan called Levi, who we have had on this channel, he announced that he had a role in Yamada-kun. He got a dub role there, and it just, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, you're more knowledgeable in this one, but animation and live action has two different type of contracts and all that, yes. In comparison, they are striking as of right now towards the live action area and not the animation area.
Yeah, as of right now, the contract, the people doing the voice work don't really have to be on strike. It's a messy situation because while they're going to be ideally like signing a new contract, working out a new deal next week for SAG-AFTRA, what does that do with the voice actors and in both animation and in video games and, you know, all of that? So I don't know. I do know that if they end up going on strike, that will affect a lot of people. not just the people working on the shows, but also us, the viewers, because there are a lot of dub watchers, and the dubs are like Attack on Titan was already like 6 months behind mm-hmm. on the dub originally. That means that final episode, if they go on strike, will never be dubbed. It might be a year before that episode comes out. But as far as anime in general, since it is Japanese, it's not going to affect, like, if you're watching it sub, I don't think it's going to have any effect on you at all. It's really just the Crunchyroll dub teams that are probably going to be hit the hardest, unfortunately. AJ's in the comments. Have you guys heard of Shangri-La Frontier?
Is that the one about a dude that loves to play the buggy, messy game, and then he suddenly starts playing a competently made game?
Yeah, he plays these crap games, right? It's weird. Hold on, let me explain that properly. But it's kind of another. It just came out, actually. Didn't it come out already, like, the first episode?
Yeah, it came out September 28th.
Yeah.
Or it premiered September 28th, I should say.
Yeah, so basically, main character is playing these quote-unquote crappy games. They're really just retro games. Everything in the future is VR. So it's a non-VR game. It hurts that he's calling non-VR games crappy, but he's like, hey, I'm going to play one of these modern games and play the VR games, and it takes them Sword Art Online style into fantasy world. It's a fun time. I watched the first episode, I think. I didn't watch the second episode if it came out yet. I thought it was okay. I don't know if it's one I'm going to stick with, mainly because some of these other bigger shows and bigger titles are coming out soon. But I think it's worth checking out if you guys are interested. If you guys like isekai, if you like fantasy worlds, it's another one to add to your list. But it's a pretty stacked isekai fantasy list already, considering the show's coming out.
It seems like it's almost always stacked on the isekai front. They just keep pumping them out all the time.
It's too many isekais. If it's a genre you dig, I'm sure you're fine. But I'm like, man, there's a lot of isekais every season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I think that's a wrap. I think we covered everything we wanted to talk about. If you enjoyed this video, give us a like and subscribe so you don't miss a thing. If you're listening to us in the podcast feed, give us a review on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. It really helps us out rank there and search so people can talk with us live, talk with us on social media at The Amateur Otaku. Talking anime. It's fun sitting here talking about everything coming up in the season and then taking the time to get into the shows as they come out. Your Forger is everyone's answer.
My man Gojo, I will be coming to save him.
The eyes, man. Gojo has the best eyes I've ever seen in my life.
They're excellent. They're great.
So hot. That will have to be an episode one day, unfortunately. And yeah, it was an easy call. Best girl for Isaac is clearly your in the chat. Oh, man. We'll be back next week talking Castlevania, talking all these other shows. Make sure you guys stay tuned for Jamie's review of The Rising of the Shield Hero Season 3, Episode 1. Isaac, when we get in the next episode of Zelda?
Well, it's planning to go up either on Friday or Saturday. It's just about trying to get it in. Hopefully on Friday, I'm just going to have to do the last part of the editing.
I'm in 3 different videos on Friday. I hope y'all like me, because that's a lot.
a lot of Jamie. But that's what we're here for, right? She's the best. Hey. Because now she watches Naruto.
Oh.
Conditional compliments.
By the way, Mike, I'm going to hold you on that about you watching Violet Evergarden.
Oh, yeah. It's on the record now. It's too late.
I'm sorry. What are we talking about?